Yeah, then fuck it. That should work. It looks like we're recording. I don't know. Fuck it. Let's do a podcast and see if it fucking works, man.
Nope. It'll be fine.
Why? I'm going to make a fucking audio thing that records fucking audio on a computer. Why the fuck would I design them all to not record desktop audio? Why would I make it so fucking difficult to record the desktop audio?
I'll tell you why. Because the record companies are worried about you stealing their music using the analog loophole.
Oh my fucking Christ.
Legitimate.
I'm so upset right now. It's so fucking dumb, man.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
All this shit should be so fucking easy to do. I can do video all goddamn day long. I can fucking record a million. I can record movies. I can play a movie on this motherfucker and record that. I record fucking porn off Chatterbait all the goddamn time. There's no problems there. That's hurting small businesses. Fuck.
What part is the business? Is it the woman or... Yeah, never mind.
I don't know, man. God damn it. So fucking pissed off to start this week. Hello, welcome to the Loud Neighbors podcast. My name is Trevor. Colin's not here, but he's here.
I'm here.
We're recording in quarantine. Which doesn't make a whole lot of sense because I'm going to go to work in about 2 hours. So...
Yeah, well, I mean, quarantine from me.
Yeah, I'm not going to get... I don't care if I kill all my coworkers, but I'm not going to kill Colin, goddammit. What? What the fuck are we doing, man? I went to the grocery store yesterday. I went to the Baker's. There must have been 7,000 fucking people in the store, right? Which is way more than 10. And I would say the average age was somewhere around 116.
Yeah.
And they're all like shoulder to shoulder, touching eyeballs and shit.
You're licking each other's eyes.
I'm like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Why are we preaching all this stay home bullshit if the most vulnerable people are going to be having orgies in the fucking toilet paper aisle? What are we doing?
That's why we stay home, so they can go out and do whatever the fuck they want, instead of just, you know, cordoning them off and making them stay home.
Yeah, why don't we find all the elderly and the fucking most vulnerable and lock them in a fucking closet and let the rest of us just get sick and get over it?
I'm all right with it.
Doesn't that make more sense?
I mean, yes, it does, but I don't know.
Maybe I'm an asshole.
Well, that's without question.
God damn it.
I don't know. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
That's what it is. This whole thing has got me all, like, I'm tired of hearing about it.
100%.
Like, well, I saw some shit this week where they apparently are... They're ramping up the testing that they can do.
Yeah.
And the lady who's running the show, she was like the AIDS czar.
Okay.
In the 80s and the 90s. And
she did a great job. She nailed it.
Well, I mean, they kind of have, you know, stopped it from being an epidemic. Still is, but not as much. I don't know. Anyway, she's a medical professional. And she was up talking about... the COVID-19 cases in the United States. And she was like, now I don't want anybody to be worried, but they're going to do about a week and a half worth of like test processing in 48 hours. So you're going to see a big spike in the numbers. And some people in the media are going to be like, oh my God, it's horrible.
Yeah.
These people were already sick.
Right. Well, that's like all these numbers that keep like, it jumped from fucking, I don't know, like 7,000 to 24,000 overnight. I'm like, these aren't new cases. These are people who have been fucking sick since... Probably a million fucking people have had it since December in the United States. We just didn't know.
Yeah. Well, China's known about it apparently since September and didn't tell anybody until late October or November, and they downplayed the shit out of it, more so than Donald Trump did.
Yeah, they were telling everybody, it's not even contagious. There's no human-to-human transmission. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
So I really find it funny, the response. So, the administration in the White House started off by trying to ban travel from China.
Yeah.
And that was xenophobic.
Well, it is.
And then it starts ramping up real bad, and everybody's like, oh, why isn't he doing anything? So then he's like, well, all right, then nobody can come from Europe.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh my God, he's still a xenophobe. It's even worse now. He's more xenophobic. And then I hear everybody bitch, well, he didn't do enough.
Right.
What the fuck is he going to do?
Yeah.
Other than shutting down travel, what the fuck can you do?
Right.
Shutting down travel or what would be the other thing? Basically stomping all over your constitutional rights.
Yeah, man, fuck it. I personally, just as a guy who can survive it, just as a huge piece of shit who has enough fucking pool D sick time to survive this nightmare, I want them to New York us. I want them to 24-hour, I want them to roll out the fucking police tanks driving down the street, and if you poke your head out the door, you get fucking shot by the police snipers.
Sure.
Why the fuck not? I'm going to get paid for it. Like, don't worry about all the people who, like, rely on a job to pay the bills and to eat and to feed their kids. Fuck them.
You can apply for unemployment right away now.
You can, and that's good. I'm glad about that. I know some people who needed to because a lot of people I know are waitresses and bartenders, and they are fucked right now.
That's socialism. That means you love socialism.
All right.
I heard somebody saying that the other day, and I keep hearing it parroted.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech isn't from freedom from consequences.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's a big difference between people going, hey, we need some relief in times of a national emergency or national disaster, whatever it's declared as, versus give me a check every month.
Right. Right. Like, exactly.
Those aren't the same things.
I don't get people, man.
People don't get people. I think people just want to complain about some shit.
Yeah.
It's like the people crying about it being called the Wuhan flu or whatever the fuck else. And I'm like, because look, it's because they're trying to blame the Chinese. They're trying to push it off on the Chinese. I mean, well, it's kind of their fucking fault.
It is kind of their fucking fault.
Zero standards when it comes to food safety.
Yeah.
Not doing anything about it for months.
Yeah.
Not telling anybody about it for months.
Yeah.
And even when it got bad, lying about it.
Well, yeah.
So maybe they can go fuck themselves.
Me personally, I like to call it the boomer flu because it only kills boomers.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
And I think that's funny.
Boomers and, like, invalids?
Yeah. It just kills the boomers who are all at church today anyway.
No, there was no church today.
I know. My stepmom was trying to set up, like, she's like, hey, you know about streaming and internet shit. We're trying to set it up so my preacher can do the fucking shit online.
Yeah.
Like, do, like, a Facebook sermon or whatever. I'm like, I mean, you should just have to click the little button as long as he's got a mic and webcam and he's good to go. She's like, well, I can't add him to the thing. I'm like, he's going to have to change his settings or download all these programs like fucking OBS and stream it to YouTube and then just share the link and that'll work too. I don't know if that ever worked out for him, but she's like,
so a couple.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say there's a couple of good news items that came out.
Oh yeah.
On this. Yeah. GameStop had themselves declared an essential service.
I know. People are so mad about it.
The people that work there are mad about it because they don't get paid shit.
Yeah.
They're like, go fuck yourself. I have to deal with assholes during this?
Yeah.
Well, we're needed because people need entertainment.
Well, here's their op. Here's what I bet. Go ahead.
I was going to say, but it gets worse because they've also enacted some kind of policy where they're basically when the cops are going to come try to shut them down, they need to stand up to the police.
Well, that's not true. That was, you know, Fox and fucking Vice blustering.
I mean, that came from... I got the information from somebody who works at a GameStop.
But here's the thing. One, yeah, I'm sure some people are mad because they don't want to make any money in these trying times, like me. I would love to sit home.
You'd make money, though.
That's yeah. People who work at GameStop, if they send you home, you're not getting paid. Like, I had somebody posted that story the other day, and then somebody's like, ugh, what a monster company. Everybody needs to stay home. I got two things to say about this. One, look at your friends list and all the people preaching about saving lives and staying home and how dangerous it is to go out, and people who are going out right now are just horrible monsters. And then take a mental note of how many of those people you know for a fact regularly go to the bar, get drunk, and then drive. Because it's kind of fucking staggering. Like, go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. Oh, what horrible people going to work in this climate. I'm like, motherfucker, you have murdered 7 people driving home drunk this week. Go fuck yourself.
This week?
Ugh. Anyway.
Oh, it's funny.
So here's GameStop's thing, and I get where GameStop as both a company and an employer are coming from.
Well, I know where they're coming from as a company.
If they close down, they're done. They're not opening back up. They're already circling the drain. They're fucking
dog
finished.
Shit company.
So how many employees? Like, they don't have as many employees as they used to have, but that's still a shit ton of people who aren't going to have a job in 3 weeks. You know?
Right.
So I guess fuck them for trying to do something to stay afloat and keep their people employed.
I guess I see it a couple of ways. I kind of get it in places that are like they have a shelter in place rule.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be kind of like, you know what? This is fucking bullshit.
Right. Sure.
I don't want to be here.
And they've already reversed policy. They closed down in San Francisco, and most places that they are still open now, they're just doing like curbside pickup shit, like restaurants now. They backed off that shit pretty quick after the backlash.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, no shit.
Fuck GameStop. The place is awful.
It is, but it's the only place I can buy my really good Nika Ninja Turtles toys.
Somebody else will take it up after they close.
Will they? Who's left?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe when Candy opens his store up, he can sign an exclusive.
Oh, man.
Only in Omaha, Nebraska can you get these toys.
He does have a deal with Nika for them horror toys, so maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, he's not an exclusive, I don't think, but I don't know anybody else locally who fucking carries them.
Gotcha.
And they are dope as shit, man. I've already got a few of them.
That's probably the route they'd go.
Yeah. I hope so.
These little independent shops. Just fuck it. Why not?
Because, man, those Ninja Turtles are great.
I did get to tell somebody. Somebody posted something about how the response to this is terrible. And I posted that, The Who, tweet from January that you were posting.
Yeah.
And, you know, mentioned the whole xenophobia thing.
Yeah.
How the administration was called out xenophobic because of it. And this guy was like, who other than random people on Twitter said that? So then I linked Rolling Stone article, the Vox article. It just like two other articles from, you know, mainstream sources, basically.
Yeah.
Like, get fucked. Get all
the
way
fucked. Shit. That's funny.
Yeah. And it's not. It's sad is what it is.
Yeah, but it's also kind of funny.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of funny.
It's funny to me because, like I said, I'm going to be just fucking fine no matter what.
I mean, maybe.
The whole world can go to shit for 2 weeks plus 520 hours, so.
Plus 520 hours?
Well.
That's a lot more than 2 weeks, buddy.
Well, we're getting 2 weeks on the company. If my building shuts down, the company's going to pay us 2 weeks on them, like not taking out of our time at all. And I've got 520 hours of sick bank after that.
Which it won't shut down because you're an essential service.
Oh, we are. We're essential at fucking spreading the goddamn plague all over the world.
I know, but that's... You are.
We're... Actually, there are... If anybody in our building gets diagnosed with the shit, we're shut down automatically for at least 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. Have to be. because they have to bring in like fucking cleaners and clean the place out. On top of that, if any of our suppliers shut down, we close because we won't be able to do anything. So,
did you see the I think it's a Vice article?
Yeah.
As hospitals prepare for COVID-19, life-saving trans surgeries are delayed.
That's just heartbreaking. I mean, how are they going to live with their penises?
I mean, that's exactly what they do. Live with them for a while longer.
That's a really fucking weird thing to refer to as life-saving.
Like, how fucking selfish,
like,
is really what that comes down to.
Are we going to shit all over spring breakers and then maybe those guys needed life-saving getting drunk at spring break? You ever think of that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, man. What is this world? Maybe the plague is right. Maybe the plague is right about humans.
Oh, fuck. It's bad. So I did a couple of things this weekend.
Okay.
Yesterday, I went down to Lincoln.
Okay.
To get some curbside pickup of Honest Abe's.
Nice.
Because I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do this.
Hell yeah. How was that?
Pretty good. Although they forgot my sauce. I was a little disappointed there.
Oh. Because
the Abe's sauce is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, did that and then went to go get, I got some jerky. The jerky place was still open, which is awesome.
Nice.
They weren't even like curbside. They're like, just fucking
going. Well, the jerky is definitely essential.
Right. I mean, I bought 4 bags and I'm down to 1 now.
Jesus Christ,
this
dude.
Was yesterday. I'm glad there's not one in Omaha because I'd be broke.
There's a problem there. Speaking of burgers, have you ever eaten at Block 16 here?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Everybody talks about how fucking wonderful and fantastic it is.
Yeah.
Some of their stuff is really good.
Yeah.
Some of it is really not. It's fine. I think it's completely overrated.
I was told it's a great hamburger.
They have one called the Croque Garçon, which has an egg on it, an over easy egg, which is good.
Yeah.
But it's not. I'll take Honest Abe's over it any day.
All right. That's what I wanted to know. I want to try it out sometime because somebody's fine. Like, oh, it's amazing. I'm like,
Now, what they do have that is good is they have these things called duck goose fries.
Okay.
And they are French fries. It's poutine, basically, with duck meat.
Yeah.
And this gooseberry, like, jam on it and some cheese and some other shit. Oh, my God. They're so fucking good.
Did you know in Minnesota they call duck goose duck gray duck?
I didn't know that.
Don't know why. That's, only in Minnesota.
Wow. Minnesotans.
I had a hamburger the other, like, a couple weeks ago, I think, now.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Yeah.
Did you know a hamburger at Five Guys Burgers and Fries is $10?
Yes, they're expensive as shit. I don't know why people still support it.
Did you know it's basically just like a fucking Broncos burger?
It's a decent burger.
It's not $10 decent.
No, it's not worth the money. Smashburger was always better, and they're closed.
Yeah, agree.
And
cheaper, and they had them fucking peanut butter shakes.
And their fries suck. Five Guys fries are garbage.
They were fries? Like, yeah.
They're garbage. They're soggy. I don't like the fries that have, like, that are, like, dark when you get them.
Yeah.
Dark and flimsy.
I used to be like that, but I've been eating at Broncos a lot lately, so I've started to come around on it.
No.
I don't know.
Last couple of times I've been to Broncos, they weren't like that.
Yeah, it's true. They have been. Maybe that's why. They've been getting better. Broncos, man.
Broncos fries used to be hot garbage.
I went to Broncos a couple years ago for the first time, like, maybe in my life, and I bought a bunch of food for people. And it was like, I bought, like, 5 people food, and it was, like, $20. I'm like, what is going on?
Shit.
And it was good. And there's one right up the street from me now. So I'm just like, every now and then I'm like, I'm feeling really fucking fat this week. I'm just going to eat Broncos every day.
Their version of the rodeo burger is pretty good.
Yeah.
The onion ring on it.
Yes.
Yeah. And Broncos is fine. I don't like their fries, though.
No, that's fair.
They're generally garbage.
And I mean, they're not a fucking gourmet high-quality burger, but they're also like $3 for a fucking meal, so...
Dirt cheap.
What are you going to do?
Hot-and-now prices, almost.
Oh, I miss Hot-and-now so much. For anybody who's, like, not a goddamn old-ass man, there was this chain in Omaha for, like, I don't know, 2 weeks. It didn't last long.
Yeah, it was, like, in the early and mid-90s.
Yeah. Called Hot and Now, where, like, I think a fucking hamburger was, like, a quarter. Like, literally everything on the menu was, like, 25 to 50 cents. And they must have, like, pre-cooked everything, because you'd just walk up to the window. They had walk-up drive-thrus, and you'd be like, I'll have, like, 3 hamburgers and 2 fries and a shake and the whatever, and they'd just hand it to you and take your dollar.
Yep.
It was fucking awesome.
I can't remember if it was good or bad. I remember people complained about it, but...
Oh, I'm sure the food was terrible. I was fucking 12 years old or some shit at the time, right?
We didn't give a shit.
But it was money I could literally find on the street walking to Hot Now and buy an entire fucking meal. And then they'd tell me sorry for the wait, like, as I was ordering it. It was so fucking good.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure they had, like, a $2 fucking combo.
Yeah, literally. Shit was so stupid cheap.
What else did I do? I watched a movie last night called Good Boys.
Oh, yeah? Was it any good?
Did you ever... I don't know if you ever saw the trailer for it. It's these three friends, these, like, teenagers, like, 13-year-olds.
Nope. You've been watching a lot of fucking, like, weird teenager shows. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. This movie is these kids are, like, walking around and, like, they say fuck a lot.
Okay, I'm already in. You got me.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. They, I don't know, like, they're trying to get in and be cool with everybody, and, you know, they're fucking, like, I guess they're sixth graders is what they are.
Yeah.
And they're like, one of the kids is challenged, like, oh, so-and-so, he took 3 sips of beer. He's the coolest kid in school. So, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
They find some anal beads and
ew.
A lot of sex toys and stuff. They sell a guy, Stephen Merchant's in it. And, he's coming to buy like a Magic the Gathering card.
Yeah.
And, he sees their parents' sex toy, sex doll.
Yeah.
He's like, well, what about that? Is that for sale? And they're like, the CPR dummy. So they sell him a CPR dummy.
That's funny.
Anyway, it is pretty funny. It's worth watching, I guess.
I watched that other show you recommended. What the fuck was it called? I'm Not Okay With This.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It was all right.
Yeah, I liked it. I like the girl. She's something about her that's like, yeah, all right.
It was less annoying than the trailer. The trailer made it seem like it was going to be real fucking Juno-ish
like an angsty teen drama.
Yeah, with like tons of bullshit fucking made up slang.
So did you enjoy the Breakfast Club episode?
It was all right, yeah. I liked them. Good. Fucking, that was good. Fucking, the ending I did. So the whole time, because it opens up with her like soaked in blood in the very first scene. So the whole time I'm expecting the end to be like Carrie, because it's like clearly a fucking... Everything they do on Netflix now is clearly just an homage to Stephen King.
Right.
So I figured they're just going to do like the goat blood Carrie ending. And what did happen, I'm not going to spoil it, but I did not see that shit coming. Holy fuck.
That was awesome.
So.
Yeah. I really liked it. It was a good show.
It's a show about it. It's like chick who's like, I don't know, a junior or senior in high school who starts developing like, I don't know, telekinetic powers.
Mm-hmm.
And rage issues. It's pretty good. Worth checking out.
Yeah, it's only 7 episodes, so it goes pretty quick.
Yeah.
You can binge that in a night, basically.
Yep, I chewed through that.
Did I watch anything else?
I went and saw The Impractical Jokers a couple weeks ago. I probably talked about it last week with Mimsy.
About it last week. Yep, you did.
You should check that out. It's pretty funny. It'll probably be on DVD by next week, so.
Right, because theaters are all closing across the country.
Yeah.
God, I wonder if the Dollar Theater's closed yet.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure that's where the COVID-19 actually came from.
Well, yeah.
Dollar theater.
Man, I love my dollar theater.
The floor is always sticky.
They replaced all the lights in the hallway, though.
Oh, did they? That's cool.
Yeah.
That was the cool thing about that place. Looked like you're walking down a spaceship tunnel.
Yeah. They fixed it. Last time I was in there, all those lights were on.
Good.
All right, fuck it.
Let's. They got rid of the bed bugs.
No. Dude.
They're still there.
I went and saw that fucking shit, and for the next 2 weeks, my head itched. And I was convinced I had lice. I'm like scratching my head. And I'm at work. I'm like talking to my supervisor. I'm like, I handed him a couple of plastic forks. I'm like, dude, you just got to fucking dig through my hair and tell me if I have lice. He's like, what? I'm like, just fucking take these two forks. I'm going to sit down on the floor in front of you like we used to do in grade school. You're going to pull my hair apart. Tell me if I have fucking lice because my head is itching like crazy. He's like, all right. And so my supervisor is checking me for lice. Of course, I didn't.
Yeah. You got a real tight relationship with your supervisor.
Right? Yeah, I get along with him pretty good. He's a cool guy. But so he's and who the fuck else am I going to have do it? I don't have any friends. God damn That's it. That's
true. I'm not going to do it for you.
Right.
So, super gay.
So he's digging through my hair for lice. There is no lice in my hair. As soon as he's done, my head stops itching. Yep.
Yeah, because you knew. You knew then that you didn't have lice.
Exactly. Like,
oh, that's better. It's so fuck. Weird.
Crazy psychosomatic bullshit.
Mm-hmm. So are we going to talk about the one thing we really want to talk about?
Is it Final Fantasy VII?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Remake.
It's bad, right?
I have two opinions of it. If I had never played Final Fantasy VII,
yeah,
I probably wouldn't hate it.
You don't think?
No.
I think...
Because it's pretty, for
it's,
one.
It's fucking gorgeous. First of all, it's gorgeous. The opening cinematic that they like kind of redid it a little bit, but had the train and the whole Midgar pan out. Fucking beautiful. Character designs, silly, but in a way I like. Looks great.
And I also don't hate the action RPG genre, but I don't like it for that game.
I don't
like it's. Do you remember, like, Star Ocean was like that? And I enjoy Star Ocean, which you didn't.
I don't think Star Ocean was like that, though.
Star Ocean 3 and 4 were pretty...
Because...
Not quite like that, but it was pretty close.
Because, you know, you don't have to mash the button to hit, right? You just hold it down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. You're not playing an action game like fucking God of War or anything else where there's combos or anything. You just... walk to guys and hold the fucking button down.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. It's bad.
Huh.
It's a bad game. It's a bad combat system. And it's clunky as shit. And my big problem with it was, it's not a huge problem in the demo because you're low level and everything's weak, but like shit gets behind you and there's no indication that it's attacking you.
Yeah. That was one of the things I did not like.
So at the end of the fight, I'm like at fucking 3 hit points. I'm like, how the fuck did that happen? Nothing even hit me. I'm like, oh, right. There was a guy behind me with a gun just shooting the whole time that you can't see or tell because it's such a fucking... There's so much shit going on the screen. It's a clusterfuck.
Yeah.
And the other thing I really don't like about it is, like, I couldn't tell where I was in an area because, like... I don't know, the camera feels like it's really close in and all the rooms feel like they're, like, I don't know, 3 square feet. It just feels like you're going screen to screen in a game with no real connection. And it, I don't know, man, it felt like a fucking mess.
I think they were trying to, well, I get what you're saying.
I think they should have backed that fucking camera way the fuck up.
I don't disagree. I think they should just let you fucking do whatever you want with it. Really zoom in, zoom out.
Yeah.
Over the shoulder.
Man,
first person.
I didn't like any of it. Like, it looked beautiful.
What mode did you play on, by the way?
I just played normal.
See, I did classic mode because I read somebody complaining that, like...
Oh, so you didn't even have to push action buttons at all to do your attacks.
Yeah,
it just auto-attacked.
No,
because that's didn't. All classic mode does.
No, that's the easy mode.
Easy mode and classic mode are... Easy mode is... Easy mode is classic mode without the auto attack. You must have played...
I thought it was the other way around.
No. Classic mode... Basically, classic mode makes it so all you're doing is going through your item menus and casting spells and using abilities.
Oh, no, I didn't play that one. I played the one where I had to actually attack.
Then you played either normal or easy.
I must have played easy then. I don't know.
Which, yeah. No, classic mode is like, well, you should play that. It makes it like the original. No, it doesn't. It just auto
doesn't make it anything like the original.
Yeah, it just auto combats. Well,
that's what I had heard, and that's why I played that different mode. And it was like, I'm like, this isn't, there's nothing similar. Where's my materia?
Yeah, well, I think at some point you do get materia, but I don't know.
It's probably some bullshit system.
Even if you do, like, you can cast magic and shit, but,
yeah, it's not great.
It's not good. It's not fun. I sure as shit don't want to play 3 40-hour games of that, or whatever they end up doing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because this one's just Midgar.
Yeah, I know.
And I guess it's still like 30 or 50 or some hours.
Play it just for the Dawn of the Slums music.
Man, I'll just buy the fucking soundtrack. But, I'm not going to buy that. There's no way I would play through that game. Nothing about that combat worked for me. Like,
yeah.
Even not coming from a, like, I didn't like it as a remake of Final Fantasy VII, and even as its own fucking thing. Like, I didn't like Resident Evil 2 as a remake of Resident Evil 2 because I want fixed camera angles, but as its own game, it's very good.
Okay.
Just not what I want. This game I don't think is. I think people are going to fucking love it because it's Final Fantasy VII and they, you know, it's like...
Are dumbs.
It's like fucking Smash Brothers games. They're always going to lie to themselves and tell them it's the greatest thing ever.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But I think it's a bad game. I don't know.
You're probably right. It's a bad game. It's a bad plan.
It's just my opinion. That's just one man's opinion.
Again, I didn't hate it as much as you.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't call it a good game.
Yeah.
It's pretty. It's a pretty game.
I'm interested when you get it to see how much of it you get through.
I hate Barrett's voice in it.
It's terrible.
It's like the most stereotypical large black guy voice ever.
Yeah, he's like a fucking...
But not good.
He's like a street preacher for some reason.
Yeah. He sounds like a professional wrestler.
Yeah, but not in a good way.
He's like Booker T and fucking Stevie Ray.
Yeah. He's like fucking when D-Von was doing the preacher gimmick.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't get it.
When he was Reverend D-Von.
Like, has Square really fallen that far?
I mean, there's Enix now, so yes.
I don't get it. Enix wasn't the big company out of those two.
They were in Japan. Enix was way bigger than Square in Japan.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Dude, when the Dragon Quest games came out in Japan, they'd had to fucking cancel school.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Dragon Quest games aren't good.
Yeah, but they were the big deal in Japan, man.
Yeah, Japanese people like stupid shit.
Yes. Well, I mean,
they like some cool things that we don't get, but mostly it's just that fucking naked lady simulators.
And Dragon Ball.
Well, God damn it. Look, I can't help that. I'm trying to think if I got anything professional. I screwed up. I'm sorry. I went to the grocery store this afternoon because I was like, I'm going to go get something. I wanted lunch meat and some other shit.
Yeah.
And my grocery store is still out of toilet paper. Luckily, I bought some, like, when this all started. I'm like, I'm going to buy a large package of toilet paper because
part of the problem. I just had some toilet paper because I keep a reasonable supply of toilet paper in my house.
I was just updating my reasonable supply of toilet paper. Fair. I didn't buy 9 packages of this shit or truckloads of it.
Yeah.
Because apparently there's people out there buying truckloads and trying to resell it.
Oh, man, have you seen the videos of, like, fucking Walmart opening the pallet and, like, fucking all these fucking old fat fucks, like, tearing at each other to get at the pallet of toilet paper?
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing, you fucking idiots?
Right? Like, I mean, honestly, it gets to the point. I saw somebody was like, yeah, they didn't have any toilet paper, so I just bought a bunch of washcloths. Yeah. I don't need toilet paper for 9 years.
I mean, just get a bidet.
Right.
You can get a bidet for the price of a fucking 24 roll of toilet paper. I did actually watch a couple other things. I'm looking at my notes here. I don't know if I don't think I talked about these. I watched The Spy. I finished that up. I might have talked about that last week, but I just wanted to recommend you watch The Spy. It's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Starring Ollie G.
Sasha Baron Cohen.
Yeah. You're not going to laugh once.
Yeah.
The show is like 7 episodes long. It took me 2 weeks to watch it because every episode is just a fucking roller coaster of anxiety. It's terrifying.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, because he's an Israeli spy in fucking Syria, so it's just like, fuck!
Sure.
And it's a true story. Like, everything happened. It's fucked.
Big F.
And I watched something that you will appreciate, finally, after 20 years, Colin. It only took me 20 years.
Yeah.
To watch the movie Vince McMahon didn't want me to see. I finally watched Beyond the Mat.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you haven't watched that before?
No, Vince McMahon didn't want me to see it.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to fucking...
It's a good documentary.
It's actually a really good documentary.
Yeah, it's really good.
It was fascinating. I really like Wrestling with Shadows, the Hitman Hart, the Wrestling with Shadows, that one.
Yeah.
This one has even, like, the stupid shit that I like fucking Bruce Pritchard sitting at Gorilla calling matches type shit. Like, just little behind the, like, people, wrestlers behind the scenes calling their matches before a match. Shit like that that you never get to see, I find absolutely fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's one scene where fucking Vince and JR and Jim Cornette are just watching a monitor of these two guys out there trying out, like these two indie guys out there having a tryout match, and that shit I just love. Like, that level of behind the scenes shit that you just that they usually keep so fucking protected is really cool to see.
Yeah. Oh, I do like that Vince McMahon is totally just ignoring everybody and still having wrestling shows, even though it's really bad without audience.
Well, I mean, what else is he going to do? Not have wrestling shows?
Yes.
AEW's still doing their shows too, man. You're just going to... Wrestling doesn't stop. It's not how it works.
So there was like a... There was an article because Dana White was like... did not want to stop having UFC fights.
Right.
So he was doing them at their performance center they have in Las Vegas. And boy, people were fucking pissed off. And he's like, you guys are a bunch of pussies. But they canceled like the next 3 events. I was like, that's pretty crazy that I don't hear anybody complaining about wrestling in the same way.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? It's fucking 2 guys next to each other at a time.
That's same thing with UFC.
Yeah, well, I don't know why UFC stopped. I wouldn't have if I was Dana White.
Well,
maybe it's because Vince McMahon's best friends with the president.
So is Dana White.
Oh, well then tell Dana White to not be a pussy and get his guys out there.
Fuck. I don't know. I think more of it is because his fighters are from like all over the fucking world.
So oh, yeah. A little bit. That'd make it tougher.
Yeah.
All the wrestlers are probably literally living in a hotel in Florida right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're pre-recording WrestleMania, by the way.
Oh,
which I think is a great... They're pre-recording basically all of the wrestling leading up to WrestleMania and WrestleMania over the next couple weeks, and then I think giving the dudes some time off.
I hope so.
I think is a good idea. Also, I shared a post on my Facebook. I don't know if you saw it. I had this memory pop up in my Facebook from 2015 where I said, Vince McMahon is officially 1-0 in wrestling matches against God. Vince McMahon wrestled God once.
Yeah.
God no-showed the match like a chump, and so Vince McMahon won. Well, Jesus. I think God got his win back this year, though. Am I right?
Yeah.
Guys?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm so fucking pissed about WrestleMania being canceled, Colin. I would let every fucking boomer on the planet die to see my WrestleMania. Do you understand that?
I get it. I get your position on here. So I was watching. I watched some stuff from Raw. I think it was.
I can't.
It's unwatchable.
Yeah.
Like Stone Cold came out and it's unwatchable.
This is him raising his arms to no crowd.
Yeah. What the fuck? And then giving a bunch of random, like, really bad looking stunners to people.
Ugh. AEW is doing something that has actually helped a shit ton. They've got about 7 or 8 of the other wrestlers out at ringside in chairs, like gambling on matches and cheering on the matches. So there's
See, that's a little better.
It's not loud, but there's enough crowd noise that it's not just dead fucking silence.
Yeah.
And it makes the entire world of difference, even having like those three people just talking shit at ringside and fucking MJF out there betting on matches with Tony Schiavone. Like, yeah. And fucking 2 weeks ago when, like, before this shit, like, whenever they did that very first fucking empty arena SmackDown or NXT or what the fuck ever the first one was, like, Jim Cornette on his podcast is like, why don't you just throw the boys out there? They're all there anyway. All their girlfriends are there. Fucking just put them out at the crowd. Why not?
Right.
Why not do that? You can even set them 3 chairs apart or whatever so they're fucking 6 foot distance, dummies. You got them in the building. Use them.
Right. Yeah, I don't get that. Maybe they don't have them in the building.
That's...
I mean, maybe there's only a few of them they're recording because they can definitely record an episode instead of in, you know, a 3-hour time frame throughout the course of a day.
That's true. That's a good point.
So, I don't know. Well,
I don't know. Have the cameraman cheer or something? We've been going for 41 minutes.
Yeah, I think
that's good for a quarantine episode. Let me see if we got any emails before we shut it down.
It's a good call. I almost wrote it in an email. Yeah. Oh, to Ben, I did not get that thing fixed. It was unfixable.
Yeah, I figured that was the answer.
What was the other one? I think Matthew Askins had a question for us last week. I don't remember what it was, though.
As soon as my tablet launches, I will answer it for you. God damn. All right, there we go.
He called us Tasty Gentlemen or something.
Yeah. I don't remember. Well, he's an author. He's a writer.
I'm a writer.
I think I actually got a couple people to buy his book. A couple people, nice. After I posted it, a couple people were inquiring, so I hope they actually bought it.
I mean, fuck, why not?
It's a good book.
You got to lose.
Yeah. Is he selling it for like $2 digitally, even if you fucking hate it, man?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. I've spent $60 on bad video games. Oh my god. Colin, why are electronic devices all so slow?
Did you just now start it up?
Yes. Well, I didn't.
You could have done that earlier in the podcast.
You didn't think about it either, fucking big brain. So
I don't have the tablet.
Yeah, but like you didn't think about emails earlier.
Because they come at the end of the show. You should be prepped for this.
I usually am.
Yeah.
And by prep for it, I usually mean like, hey, call install while I run to my bedroom and get the email tablet.
Yeah. Terrible.
Hold on. Outlook. I'm going to do all this and there's not going to be any emails anyway, so. Yeah, there is no new emails, it looks like. But I will read what Matt asked last week for you.
Okay.
Oh my god, it was fucking. Oh, it was that whole story about getting whipped cream on top of his coffee and comparing it to like marshmallows on a hot chocolate and if it insulated.
Oh, okay. It wasn't actually a question. It was just a...
Well, his question was, am I wrong? To which I was split because I'm like, yes, if you leave the whipped cream on top, it's going to insulate and keep it warm. But whipped cream is usually chilled, so if you stir it in, it should cool it a little bit.
Marshmallows will... Well, I don't know. Maybe they act more like a heat sink and you heat up the marshmallows or the whipped cream.
Maybe.
Effectively cooling the rest of the beverage.
Well, yeah, that was my point.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
If you stir it in, it should.
No, cool, not even it. Stirring it in, leaving it on top. It's a heat sink, buddy.
I don't know about it's that.
Sucking all the heat out.
I don't know about that. I don't know about.
That's not how that works. That's exactly not have how that
bad.
Works.
Let's not have bad science. And then Andrew, Fleer.
Like we have good science on here.
Then Fleer wrote in to shit on Shenmue 3 because he doesn't know anything about the best video game ever made.
The best worst video game ever made. Yes. I stopped playing it. It's bad.
I stopped playing it too. I need to pick it
up again, but holy shit, it's fucking boring.
It's the best. Fuck you. I love it.
I know you do, but it's so bad.
Colin.
I watched the Donkey video after he sent that email. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's just basically him laughing at the end of it because you still didn't get to fight Landy.
I know.
You
fought
him, but you didn't get to hit him.
Fuck, I turned it off as soon as Landy showed up because I'm like, no spoilers!
He was like, so. And yeah, he didn't do anything.
God damn it. Anyway, you got anything else?
No, I think I'm good.
Hey, while you guys are quarantined at your computers, write emails to theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
No, what else you got to do, idiots?
Nothing.
I mean, super smart listeners.
I
don't know, if they listen to this show, they're probably an idiot.
I'm trying to think of our listeners, and let's see, we've got, I think most of our listeners are actually way smarter than us. Maybe they just listen to us to laugh.
It could be.
Like, almost all of them have, like, degrees. Some of them very smart sciencey degrees. Some of them are fucking professional writers.
I mean, that doesn't mean anything. There's plenty of people out there with degrees that are still retarded.
That's fair, but I don't know, man.
It just means they work hard and have more drive than we do.
I did Dick Masterson's jug test to April.
Yeah.
The water level test.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I mean, are you an idiot? And she got it right. And I'm like, I guess I am an idiot.
I didn't understand what was going on. Like, and I saw a lot of people drawing the line, like, diagonally.
Yeah.
On the diagonal. I'm like, that's not how water works.
Yeah, that's the joke. Women don't understand physics and gravity.
I was confused at how anybody could not understand that.
Right.
Is the problem. I was like, that's not, nobody would think that. Would they really think that?
Apparently every woman in California thinks that.
Apparently fucking Lee. But they also think the Civil War was in 1801. Yeah. So
somewhere between fucking 1942 and zero.
Right.
All right. Loudneighbors.com/podcast. I guess just theloudneighbors.com now.
No slash.
Facebook.com/theloudneighbors. Email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com. You got anything else?
Remember I fixed the website so you could add things to it and write on it, and you did once.
Hey, I did once. That's more than I thought I would.
I fucking hate you.
All right, are we done?
Yeah, we're done.